Now I got a computer nicely set up. I got the questions on one side. I got the photo booth on the other, so I actually know if I'm in the picture or not. And as mentioned earlier, there's two reasons that I'm not doing these video presentations every day. First of all, I don't know whether devotees favor them, because it may require a lot more computer space in order to look at them, download them, than it does talk. And I think devotees also take these with them, and obviously a video you can't take with you. The other is that because they take a lot more bandwidth, our internet here, not really our internet in New Rajadan, but just the internet connection with the telephone company is just so erratic, is that it cuts out about every 3-4 minutes during the day, and at night about every minute. And so it means that when I'm loading something up, unless it happens really quick, it gets cut and you got to start over again. So the audios are much shorter than the videos. Anyway, we'll give it a try. And today's question is from Bhakta Lawrence. And I'll just, don't know from where, but he writes the following. Srila Prabhupada's purport to Bhagavad Gita 14:19 says, quote, "Actually, the living entity is not the performer of different activities. He is forced to act because he is situated in a particular type of body conducted by some particular mode of nature. Unless one has the help of spiritual authority, he cannot understand in what position he is actually situated. With the association of a bona fide spiritual master, he can see his real position, and by such an understanding, he can be fixed in full Krishna consciousness." He asks four questions in relation to this. Does this mean that one cannot even come to the mode of goodness as a means to transcend the modes without a spiritual master? Depends on one's nature. One may already be in the mode of goodness from a previous life, or one's combination of modes are such that he can do that. Nonetheless, our business is with more than coming to the modes. It's about coming, transcending the modes. But in any case, let's just emphasize the fact that, yes, we need to have a spiritual master in order to rise to the mode of goodness. I'm saying that from the practical point of view rather than from the point of view of philosophy, because most of us don't have the kind of samskaras where we're born in the mode of goodness. And therefore we need guidance and direction in order to achieve that. And Tasmat Guru Prabhadgeta Jignasu Shreya Uttama. So the whole idea of accepting a spiritual master in Vedic culture is to be able to receive transcendental knowledge, engage in spiritual activities by the association, spiritual strength of superior authorities that will allow us then to control our mind, control our senses, practice spiritual life so that we can purify our hearts and attain ultimately the transcendental platform by His grace. So yes, one requires a spiritual master, or as I prefer to say it, spiritual masters. Diksha Guru is necessary, and Shiksha Gurus are also a part of the Guru package, part of what it requires to advance further. Now, what is the situation, this is the second question with other parts to it. What is the situation of a disciple who doesn't spend enough time with their spiritual masters to see in what position the disciple is situated? And that is a problem, because we shouldn't think, and sometimes devotees have this, you could say, over-idealized or really impractical concept that just because someone happens to be my spiritual master, he knows everything. He knows everything about me. But that's not true. That's not true. The spiritual master will know everything about you on the basis of seeing you, hearing you, interacting with you, meeting with you, speaking with you. That's how he'll know about you. And if he doesn't have the opportunity to do that, then he's very much dependent on, well, if he's very advanced, on what Krishna tells him about you, but more practically and generally of what other senior devotees tell him about you. And therefore I said, Guru, Bande Gurun, Isha Bhakta. Senior devotees who are associating with you on a regular basis. And of course, not only is it that the spiritual master then hears from them, but actually the reality is that they're the ones who are daily giving day-to-day advice or guidance. So devotees who accept the spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, generally it's the person who gives the most shiksha who becomes the diksha guru, because his shiksha is relevant, relevant in a practical sense in terms of solving and helping overcome the general obstacles that we face in life, as Arjuna faced obstacles on the battle of Kurukshetra. Krishna and Arjuna were friends. Narada Muni also says, Brahmachari Guru Kule Vasadantu Guru Hitan, Tasmat Saurida Saurida, that one should have this type of friendly relationship with the spiritual master. So spiritual master is someone that you should know, and they should know you. Not you, that just a charismatic stranger, and that's why I've accepted him as a spiritual master. Because on the basis of the fact that he knows you, therefore he can give you practical advice. Otherwise, certainly, all wise spiritual masters give general advice in terms of general principles, how to apply general principles. No, don't get divorced, and so on. And then, of course, answering questions about Krishna consciousness, that can happen without that type of close connection, because they're very general or basic questions. However, the answer is that one should spend enough time with one's spiritual master. And he keeps coming back to this point about goodness. How can they become elevated to the mode of goodness? Without, if someone's not in the mode of goodness, without proper guidance and direction, it's much more difficult. We come to the mode of goodness not only by spiritual guidance, other Vaishnavas, we come to it by strict sadhana, by regular chanting, by rising early in the morning, attending Mangal Arati, regularly reading transcendental literature. These all help us come to the mode of goodness. So it's a combination of all of these things. It's not just association of a spiritual master, because although one may associate with a spiritual master, and that association means that he's also giving us instructions, but if one is not regulated, if one does not have good consciousness, then he may not listen to those instructions. So that's the other aspect, that's the other defect. So in order to hear properly, in order to hear one's spiritual master, then one has to also have a good, regulated spiritual life. But the design of this kurta for Damodar is very difficult to put on. Does there need to be direct association between the two for the spiritual master to instruct on the basis of the disciple's uniquely situated position? Yeah. And it's similar to the previous question. Yes, spiritual master should know the disciple. He should know what he's like, know what his modes are, know what his problems are. The better he does that, the more relevant becomes his instruction. And as I mentioned, that comes by association, by mutual association, because the spiritual master and disciple associate together, disciple renders service, they speak together, and so on. He gets to see them. Then, on that basis, they have a relationship. That's what a relationship is, that you know each other. And one gets to know one's spiritual master by also serving them and associating with them. So my preference, therefore, in accepting disciples is that I do that in places where I spend sufficient amount of time. I'm using this podcast in order to be able to do that, particularly for devotees in Hungary and England. I get to communicate through them, but on the other hand, they get to hear from me and see me, but we don't get to communicate that closely. So therefore I prefer to get to know devotees before accepting them as aspiring disciples, or if there's no chance for that because of geographical distance, then I prefer not to even take that responsibility. That's my personal conviction. He says, what is the duration of time before I can ask another question on your website? If need be, you can send it in all the time. Manjari Devi Dasi and Nanda Gopal Prabhu are the moderators. They just put them on. And as I get to the questions, I answer them. Anyway, thank you for asking questions, and Hare Krishna.